the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Radio Show helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, the infamous Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening today. On the telephone, 877-711-5211. The email, udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S @gmail.com. In this hour, at 20 after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, toxicologist, will talk about the Thanksgiving turkey, what to look for to not have it give you problems, why workers should watch out for something called, I hope I pronounce it correctly, N-propylbromide. Dr. Mike?
Very good, Joe. That's perfect pronunciation.
And propylbromide. And there's a study that shows you can get skin cancer from drinking water?
Well, it's obviously a specific kind of water.
I didn't see it on here. It says drinking water.
You're going to have to listen to Gary.
I always do. 20 after the hour. How about Dr. Arthur Perry and you and Dr. Arthur Perry? Straight talk from the docs. At 35 minutes after the hour.
Well, he says he's retiring after today, so he wanted to go out with a bang, and he's going to tell us the best cosmetic procedures for the dollars spent, the most important for the money spent.
Okay. Anything else, or that's pretty much
He said that's going to take the whole time.
Wow, okay.
So we'll go out, and we, of course, have the tip of the week. The tip of the week relates to a question one of our listeners, Allison, wrote from, believe it or not, Sanibel, Florida. I didn't know we were received down there, but obviously she's listening on RadioMD.com. And she writes, there's no breast cancer in my family, but I'm petrified of getting it. And in the last year, two of my friends have been diagnosed with it. I'm not a big drinker, but I enjoy a glass of wine with dinner. Is it making me more likely to get breast cancer? And Annabelle will answer that at about 4 minutes of, there are 5 minutes before the end of this hour.
Hey, you know where she may be listening? iHeartRadio Talk.
How do you get iHeartRadio Talk, Joe?
Go to iHeartRadio.com. You can download the app. That's one way to do it. You can go on the computer, the web, click Talk on the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and listen that way. So that could be a way she's listening. So there's no, if you don't have a radio, you don't have, you're not one of our many affiliates all across the country. We're heard all over the world with iHeartRadio Talk. Why are our intestinal bacteria, Dr. Mike, so important? And what else can we do to prevent arthritis?
Well, it turns out that in rheumatoid arthritis, an important new study, that a specific kind of bacteria was found at the onset of rheumatoid arthritis in about 86% of people with rheumatoid arthritis when they looked at it. And it's only about in 25 to 30% of the rest of the population. And they've looked at this in several populations now with the onset of rheumatoid arthritis. And they don't know what the cause is yet, but you know what we found is certain bacteria take certain of our foods, turn them into protein, you know, they metabolize the food just like you or I do, into specific proteins, and those proteins are absorbed and then apparently cause an allergic reaction essentially in your body where your immune system attacks those proteins and there's cross-reactivity with your joints which may stimulate rheumatoid arthritis or cross-reactivity with your own collagen. So apparently the bacteria inside us are much more important than we ever thought in causing all kinds of things from depression and anxiety to weight gain and, as you know, to heart disease from the carnitine. If you have meat with carnitine in it, that carnitine gets metabolized by some of your bacteria to trimethylamine, goes to your liver, turns into trimethylamine oxide, and is a more greater cause of heart disease and stroke in the two large studies that were done than as high blood pressure or cholesterol. So apparently the bacteria in your gut are very important at creating disease, and that includes rheumatoid arthritis in this latest study.
What has here's another story. What has kept about 100,000 nurses and 60,000 other health professionals 4 years younger? What is the secret element here?
It's an ounce of nuts a day, and it doesn't matter what kind of nuts. The greater the intake of nuts, the less heart disease, the less cancer, and the less respiratory disease. So affected all three major components. No one knows what it is in the nuts, because it was any nuts, whether it was pistachios or almonds or even peanuts, which is really a legume. That is an ounce of nuts a day, decreased the risk for both men and women. Men in the health professionals study, 60,000 of them, 100,000 women in the nurses' health study. And I'm saying those genders because they're very few in the time these studies started in the early 80s. These were gender-specific occupations almost. And what happened, and they aren't now, obviously, but this is relatively huge data. Now, we've known that walnuts can decrease prostate cancer, breast cancer, and a whole bunch of other things, including heart disease. But this is the first study that looked at all kinds of nuts. And the first, this is just huge, 3 million people years. So huge numbers of data and consistent findings in each group and each subgroup. And they had enough data to covary against exercise, blood pressure, et cetera, virtually all the known risk factors. So this is really huge data. And as Bridget will tell you, I've had my ounce of nuts during the show with, I had a little ounce of California walnuts that I just consumed.
That is true. I was nervous that when he was opening the package, because you could kind of hear it on his microphone.
That's what makes Mike so lovable. He's able to identify with the audience and practice what he preaches with the information. I love walnuts. But have you priced walnuts lately?
I haven't priced walnuts, but I've eaten them.
Pretty pricey. Pretty expensive.
This is actually the first year of the increase in walnut harvest. I went on the California walnut website, and there's a doubling of the walnut crop from 2010 to 2018. And this year is the first year of a sizable increase. But apparently it takes 7 years to have a walnut tree to start to produce walnuts. And so they started planting them in 2000 and apparently 5 or 6, the increased crop, because they were selling so many. And obviously as they sell more, as they harvest more, the price will come back down.
Well, you don't have to eat that many, right? Would you say a couple, two, three, four?
It's 12 halves a day.
Yeah, okay. Because my wife said, she bought a bag today. And she said, you know how much walnuts cost now? She said, $7. I said, whoa!
$7. How big was the bag?
I don't know. I should have asked before I came, but
yeah, if it's a gallon bag, it's not that expensive.
No, but it's not a gallon bag. I just wish the healthy food was a little less expensive, Dr. Mike. You know what I mean?
Well, you know where you can get a apple walnut salad, don't you? Very inexpensively.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
That's
no.
McDonald's. McDonald's has an apple walnut salad.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And McDonald's buys more apples and more walnuts than any other firm in the world.
I wonder how many people are buying it.
I don't know, but obviously enough if they're buying all those apples. Yeah. They aren't throwing them out.
I wonder what dressing goes into that.
Yeah, sure. Give me a quick thing. Minute to go here before the break, and Dr. Gary Ginsberg, should we take a statin and with what?
The data would say that anyone with a risk factor of cardiovascular disease, that's heart disease and stroke, over 7.5%, should consider a statin. That's about a tripling of the number of people who've gotten it just from their cholesterol levels. So you need to talk to your doc. I don't think the data changes, but the statins are useful at fighting inflammation. They have a more effect than just decreasing cholesterol. They do have some side effects, but they have more effect than just fighting cholesterol, and they apparently decrease memory loss as well as you get older. So maybe every other day or every third day, statins are a right thing for many more people.
What's toxic? What's not? Dr. Gary Ginsberg coming up. View the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
I want to thank you, YouBeauty.com and Morning Night Multivitamins helping us out here weekly on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. It's time for What's Toxic and What's Not with our weekly toxicologist, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What'stoxic.com is his website. Let's cook up a little turkey here, Gary. I guess assume, Dr. Mike, that's where you want to go first, right?
Absolutely.
Cook it up, Gary.
Well, you know, we all like to think of our turkey as being wholesome and pure, and in many cases it is, but, you know, the turkeys that come from big factory production mills, they use a lot of antibiotics to try to make sure that the birds don't get sick and that they grow maximally without any sniffles. And all those antibiotics is a real concern for antibiotic-resistant bacteria to be present in or antibiotics, for that matter, to be present in the birds. So number one rule of thumb is if you can buy local, free-range turkeys, you're better off in general. Maybe a little more expensive, but I know a lot of those farms have sprung up in recent years. But number two, assuming you do have a commercial turkey, the concern about bacteria can be cut down quite a bit if you do the three stages of thawing, cutting, and cooking properly so that you are not a bacteriological hazard to everyone at your dinner table. And so the thawing bit, I think a lot of people understand, you're not supposed to thaw a frozen turkey on the benchtop in your kitchen. It should be thawed 2 days in advance in the refrigerator. That way, no one part of it gets warm while the other part of it's still frozen. Makes common sense, but something people, not everybody does. So you want to thaw it evenly and slowly. Number two is cutting. So when you're cutting raw turkey, especially either before Thanksgiving or after, when you're cutting up leftovers, you want to use a separate cutting board or be really careful with utensils and the cutting board to make sure you don't carry over any bacteria onto, say, your salad cutting board, because you can really get people sick that way. And number three, cooking, again, to kill off any bacteria, especially, as we say, the methicillin-resistant bacteria, you want to make sure you cook it evenly and get the inside of the bird, because it's such a big beast to cook at once. It may not cook evenly. You get that thermometer, that oven thermometer, that cooking thermometer, inside the bird, right inside where the stuffing goes, and make sure it's at least 165 degrees, and then you know that you've cooked it throughout, and there's no chance you're going to have live bacteria on your dinner table.
All right. Thanksgiving advice.
So 165 degrees with the thermometer. And
yes, with the right.
Go ahead.
Thermometer inside where, and the stuffing, you know, the best way to do with the stuffing is to actually cook it in a separate casserole dish. It's more guaranteed to not be harboring bacteria and not cook them properly in the innards there. But you know, most people do stuff the turkey. Just make sure you get the thermometer into the stuffing.
What else do you like on Gary's list here today, Dr. Mike?
Well, let's go to what happens with water and skin cancer, since you were so curious about that, Joe.
Yeah, increased skin cancer from drinking water is a special or specific kind of water.
Yeah, well, we usually think of the sunshine or tanning beds as being the major cause of skin cancer, and they are. But if you lived in Taiwan where the groundwater was high in arsenic, there was a lot of excess skin disease and also skin cancer, not just cancer, but also other kinds of skin diseases in Taiwan, and they figured out it was from the arsenic. So the epidemiology literature is well-versed in arsenic and skin cancer. However, this latest data is not from the Far East. It's from right here in New Hampshire at moderate to low levels of arsenic coming from the tap water because people on private wells in rocky, hilly terrain tend to have higher potential of arsenic in the water. And also, if you're eating rice, especially brown rice, that could have some arsenic in it. So they did a study of about 400 skin cancer cases versus controls, found the higher the urinary level, which is a mark of how much toxic form of arsenic you are ingesting, the higher the level, the more skin cancer those folks got. And these are not heroic, really crazy high doses of arsenic. These are very moderate levels. So it just shows that what you drink really does matter. The arsenic in your rice really could matter in terms of your long-term risk combined with some light of skin cancer. And so the idea is test your well. If you are on a private well Nobody's going to test it but you. Make sure the arsenic level is below 10 micrograms per liter, the national standard. You want to also make sure that your rice you're eating is coming from a place like overseas or California. The rice from Texas and the American South has been shown to be about 3 times higher in arsenic. So these are some of the ways to cut down on your arsenic exposure.
Hey, that product of origin thing that starts today, Dr. Mike, that'll help with this, right?
Absolutely.
We verified. Well,
the product of origin. I know that was applying to meat. Was that also applying to rice?
It does not refer to rice, but it's going to get, as we get used to it, my guess is it'll get spread to bigger areas.
Yeah, but I've looked at lots of bags of rice in the supermarket. It usually says whether it's California rice. If it just says domestic, made in the USA, it's probably not California. You might want to look for the California or the imported.
All right, and propyl bromide, Dr. G, what's the issue here?
All right, so when we sit on a car seat, or a nice, soft, comfortable couch seat, we're sitting on cushions that have been put together, foam cushions that have been glued together and cut in factories. And we have been talking on this show about polybrominated diphenyl ethers, but this is a different chemical that is used not to be a flame retardant, but to be a glue holding this this foam together. And N-propyl bromide has been allowed as a replacement for harsher, more toxic chemicals, starting with trichloroethane, which was an ozone-depleting gas. They got rid of that about 20 years ago. They started using methylene chloride, a very toxic solvent for this glue. Got rid of that, and that was that N-propyl bromide, which the director, a friend of mine, Adam Finkel, back in 1999, the director of OSHA said was too toxic for workers to use. But he, as the director of OSHA, that's the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, was unsuccessful of getting that phased out. Workers, the New York Times just did a big piece on this. Workers are still getting neurotoxic, nerve-damaging effects. So the bottom line here is that if you are in an industry that's using a lot of adhesives to put things together like foam, car seats, you want to make sure that you know what you're working with. You've looked at the MSDS, that you've got adequate respiratory ventilation. Some of these workers are using spray guns filled with liquid glue, and the solvent is getting over everything and everybody, and they're inhaling quantities. And, you know, this goes back to the bad old days of industrial hygiene. So, really, if you are working in an industry, know what you're working with. Try not to be breathing in anything that could be damaging to your long-term health. And this article makes a big point of saying that OSHA is good at preventing short-term risks, like you passing out at work, but the long-term damage, like cancer and long-term nerve damage, the regulations don't do such a good job of preventing.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, check it out, whatstoxic.com. And he's with us every week here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Coming up after the break, straight talk from the docs, Dr. Mike, Dr. Arthur Perry, with some issues that they'll talk about. Any questions along the way you have for them, you can email along questions or comments at udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, and add us to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk, a special news and update section you can customize on iHeartRadio Talk. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm
Thanks,
very
honey.
Proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Torticure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Torticure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur, the great cosmetic and plastic surgeon. Arthur, I'm going to take a quick question from one of our readers since we've had four questions on the same subject. Hi, Dr. Mike. I just heard you say that statins reduce memory loss as one ages. Alzheimer's type dementia runs in the family. My mom has it, maternal grandfather, aunt on my mother's side, etc., and have been reluctant to take a statin because I had read the opposite, that it contributes to memory loss. Any guidance you can provide would be appreciated from Pam. Pam, the answer is the only benefit is in non-blood-brain barrier crossing statins. That is the recent statins, Lipitor and Crestor, otherwise known as atorvastatin and rosuvastatin, but the common names Lipitor. Other statins and the older statins that penetrate the blood-brain barrier, such as pravastatin and simvastatin, may be increased brain dysfunction. So you're right, it's recent statins, Lipitor and Crestor, every other day seems to decrease brain dysfunction as we get older. So that's the answer to Pam and four of her friends who independently wrote us. Arthur, now that we're talking about good plastic surgery, what's the best bang for your buck?
Well, Mike, before we get to that, have you ever heard a swan sing, Mike?
A swan sing. I've heard of a swan song.
And it's because a swan only sings once in his life, the last day. And so, it's my swan song here today, Mike. After 7 years. Do you know that we started doing the radio show together 7.5 years ago? Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
It was 2006.
That was my attempt at a cry.
Thank you. And it was it's been a long run, and I appreciate it. I just want to thank you. This is my last show on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And I'll miss the show, but I won't miss having an extra half hour on Saturdays and the time getting the show together. But anyway, Mike, the biggest bang for your buck procedures in cosmetic surgery.
And you're going to miss all the information we teach.
Well, yes, but you know, people can still go to my website, perryplasticsurgery.com, and they can listen to my WOR radio show, which comes on after this one ends, so not even conflicting with you. And they can get that on iHeartRadio. So that's how they can continue listening. And hopefully, here and there, you and I will be back together, me on your show and you on mine, hopefully. But anyway, back to the news of the day. About two or three times. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, so what are the biggest bang plastic surgery procedures? Where do you get the most benefit for your money?
Well, you know, I love thinking of these things because as a plastic surgeon, people come to me with limited dollars now more than ever. And particularly with Obamacare, where no one will get any care. But we won't go there. But people come with limited. I'm really wild tonight. He says it's a good thing Perry's last show. But the people do ask me, you know, how much do I have to spend to look better? And it's such a tough question in plastic surgery. You know, people sit across from me every day. And, you know, certainly the multi-billionaires don't have to ask that question. So you don't have to ask it, Mike. But the average person, the Bridgets out there and the teachers and
does
the nurses.
Does this mean
who come
I won't
to see,
get Botox anymore?
No, that's right. You figured it out. That's right. All the free Botox we've done on the radio and on TV and videos. Nope, gotta pay now. Anyway, so but seriously, Mike, people do ask that question, and people consider.
Oh,
you're
getting love notes. There are four love notes to you on my email already, Dr. Perry.
Forward them to me.
I got to read you. The subject line is. Will miss Dr. Perry, love him.
Aww.
Well, that's very nice. I didn't know my mother listened to the show.
I should tell you that subject line is from Muriel, but there's another one from a Pam and another. This is a Joe wrote you, and a Leona,
and a Bridget.
No, there's no Bridget. There's no email.
I know, but I know, but if I were to write an email right now, I would have the same subject line.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's very nice. Anyway, we need to get to the point here, though, right? So, with all that, with limited dollars, and many many procedures in cosmetic surgery going. Probably the least invasive is something like a glycolic peel, which hardly does anything. To the most invasive being maybe a body lift, you know, I like to choose the procedures that have the biggest impact but have the lowest cost. So, Mike, the number one, do we have a drum roll? The number one
I do
procedure.
Have a drum roll. Wait a second.
Hit
let
it,
me
Mike.
Find it.
That, wow, and a trumpet call. Very good. We are sailing tonight. If I knew it would be this good, I'd stay on for more years. Anyway, so the biggest bang for your buck procedure, we're going to start with number one. We usually work the other way. It is clearly, Mike, it's something I need, and that is liposuction of the neck and jowls. Now, I did one last week on a woman.
You need it? You must have gained weight since the last time I saw you.
Why do you think I have to leave the show? I need to go to the gym. I need to exercise. I need to get rid of this because I'm 56 years old and the fat is settling into the neck. Actually, it's funny because I am having not liposuction of the neck and jowls, but in 2 weeks I am having Ulthera on my neck, which is the non-invasive procedure which can knock off the fat of the neck. So hopefully when you see
that's
me next...
That's that ultrasound device?
Yes, yes. So I'm going to...
They're applauding that I remembered it from before.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, but Ulthera is a very subtle procedure, but liposuction is not. It's a very profound procedure. When I do it on someone, it gives the appearance of 10 to 15 pounds of weight loss without having to even get 1 foot on the elliptical. Not 1 foot. And you can look like you've lost all that weight. And it's a pretty simple procedure. We make little tiny incisions just underneath the chin and underneath each ear. I numb up the neck and suction out as many. My world record is 8 ounces of fat from the neck.
Wow.
And it really makes a huge difference. You go back to work just a few days later, and a procedure like that, since we're talking biggest bang for your buck, that is the most expensive of the biggest bang for your buck procedures. It's a tongue twister. It's around $3,000 or so dollars, something like that.
Now,
so,
that's $3,000 to the surgeon or $3,000 including the operatory?
$3,000 to the surgeon. By the time you finish with you, that would be about $10,000 more. No, it's actually about probably about $600 more for the anesthesiologist and the facility, something like that. It takes a little over an hour to do this procedure. So that, Mike, is the biggest bang for your buck procedure. And Bridget, I'm going to ask you, what do you think is another one of my top five biggest bang for your buck procedures? You're wrong.
I don't know. I haven't.
Well, this one absolutely, it probably belongs in the number one spot, Mike and Bridget. It's mole removal.
I knew that because that gets you, if you remove a mole, it means it looks like it's cancerous, and removing a cancerous mole, huge benefit, no matter what the cost.
Yes, but the average mole on the face, well, I know that we're being pulled away by the clock, so we'll talk costs and the reason why I think it gives the most benefit when we come back from the break, Mike.
Okay.
Play the
swan
song.
And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. We want you to stay well, right?
Right.
And so that's what I want you to do. This is Young Dr. Mike celebrating Arthur's last show. And we'll be right back on RadioMD.com.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout: give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And Arthur, you were telling us about the biggest bang for your buck procedures. It may be so good that we're going to cut out the last tip of the week and do it next week. When you're not here, I'll do two. But for you...
Very good, Mike. All right, very good. He's got giving me applause here. So we were talking about mole removal being such a big bang for your buck procedure. You know, when people come in to me, Mike, they often come in and they say, I'd like this little tiny bit of skin removed from my eyelids. And they're sitting there with this giant mole in the middle of their cheek. And it's almost comical, but not really. In fact, the reason people forget about their moles and do not think that they are aesthetically distracting, forget about the medical benefits of taking off moles, Mike. We're talking about aesthetic, what it looks like. The reason they don't ask me to take off this big mole that's been there for 35 years is because their brain cancels it out. It really does. It's just like having a new filling in your tooth. You know how the first week your tongue can't stop going there, but a month later nothing's changed, but you no longer feel it? Because your brain gets rid of the extraneous stuff, like worrying about a filling or worrying about this thing on your face. And so to others, a mole might be very distracting from your appearance, but to you, you look in the mirror and you don't even see it. So when we remove those moles, it has a huge benefit. I took one off the size of a quarter from a woman's face a couple months ago. And I rarely talk people into things, but when it has a medical benefit, I do urge them. She came in initially for a tummy tuck. And her husband is so happy. She doesn't really care, but her husband is so happy she took this mole off her face. And certainly, Mike, one's, as you mentioned, one's greater than the diameter of a pencil eraser. That's 6 millimeters. Certainly have their own inherent risks of becoming melanoma.
So it's A, B, C, D, E for moles, A, size, abnormal colors. What does it stand for? B, borders are irregular.
the borders.
Colors, variable colors. D. What's D?
Diameter.
Diameter, weight larger right. than the pencil eraser.
6 millimeters. That's right. Those are the key points. But I say, if there's a question, show your doctor. Forget about all those rules. If there's a question, show your doctor. If it's changed, show your doctor. All right, Mike. Number three. Here it is. Drum roll. No drum roll.
Oh, you want my drum roll?
I gave you the drum roll.
Well, I didn't.
All right. There it is. Okay. Number three. Laser hair removal of the chin and cheeks for women. This is one that is huge. It is such an embarrassing thing for women to have facial hair. They won't tell you about it. They won't talk about it. They don't tell their husbands. But there are many women that shave regularly or are very troubled. They dye the hair. They use Nair or Neat.
This is facial hair, so it's not hair elsewhere.
Right, facial hair. And laser hair removal is so effective now. I've actually had women cry in my office after 3 sessions of laser hair removal, not because they hated me or so unhappy, but because they were so happy that they don't have to shave anymore. It's such a big deal, and it gets no attention from anyone. Laser hair removal is enormous. It's only a couple $100 a session. It's not a lot. Turns out it's less expensive than electrolysis in the long run. I've had women that have told me that they've been going to the electrologist every few weeks for 8 years. You know, it's amazing because electrologists, it's kind of an outmoded technology. It's the only thing for white or blonde hairs, unfortunately. But if you've got black hair.
So for laser hair removal, you need colored hair, black hair, to be able to do it. So you can't wait till you're old, ladies, and get gray like most of us do as we get old. You got to do it when you're young.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. So laser hair removal of the face. You ready for number four?
Oops, I gave a clap for number three.
All right, we're having too much fun to be allowed on radio tonight here. Okay, number four. Number four is the TCA peel of the face. Once again, so many women are troubled by splotchy pigmentation of the face. A TCA peel is such an effective procedure in evening out skin tone, getting rid of that splotchy pigmentation. We call them freckles when you're a kid, but they're age spots when you're an adult. And so the TCA peel in 20 minutes gets rid of those. And yes, you have to hide for a few days, about
That's
5 or so days.
Because you get pretty red.
Oh, you look like, let me tell you what you look like, Mike.
We have a question from Madonna who asks, why doesn't he tell the side effects of each of these? So is there any side effect from that one that did the removal of extra fat around the neck?
Well, like any surgical procedure, there's small risks of infection and bleeding.
And removal?
Same thing, infection, bleeding, and, of course, incomplete removal of the thing. We have to send these to pathology.
And the laser hair?
If your skin is light, then the risks are extremely little, very few risks. But if you have darker skin, anything darker than Southern European, Puerto Rican, Indian, we do get some risks of what's called hyperpigmentation, a darkening of the skin after laser hair removal. So we have to be very careful, or we don't do it at all in darker skin colors.
And of this one?
The TCA peel is for the most part safe. The issues can be irregular pigmentation afterwards and infection if you scratch it, because the bacteria live underneath your fingernails and you can inoculate the area. And I have one patient in 26 years that developed a scar from a TCA peel because she scratched, it got infected, and she got a scar. So nothing is risk-free. And the last one, because we're going to run out of time, you're going to pull me right out of the studio. Filler, wrinkle filler around the mouth, Mike. Enormous benefit in 1 hour.
Our timing was a little off there. Sorry.
In 1 hour, by the time you leave my office, you will go to the mirror and say, oh, my goodness,
wrinkle
why did I not
around
do
the
this?
What?
Around the mouth. All those little wrinkles around the mouth.
I thought you can't put wrinkle filler around the mouth.
No, you can't put it around the eyes. You put it around the mouth. It does great there. Wrinkle filler costs about
between... it's Botox around the mouth you can't do.
Right, exactly. Botox goes
around
the top.
The eyes, wrinkle filler around the mouth.
Right. Now that I'm leaving, you have to remember this stuff. Now. You have to remember.
Well, can I call... Oh, there's a pause for you. Can I call you for future...
Yes.
If we need advice or get questions?
Absolutely. I am about $1,000 an hour for any... calls. Absolutely,
and
Mike.
That is Dr. Perry in his swan song. So Bridget and I are deeply appreciative. We'll do a hand clap there. And
thank
we're
you
deeply
very much.
Appreciative of your being here. We hope to get you back. And, of course, we're taking your picture immediately off the website. So
thank
no
you.
One will see how beautiful you look. But you can go to Dr. Perry's. .com for the greatest products. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Actually, we won't. Thank you, Sonar. This is the end of the show. Thank you, Sonar. We'll be back next week with a brand new show just for you.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.